Bo Wolf and Chris McPherson taking a look at the defensive backs during Monday's practice at the NovaCare Complex through the lens of Ray Doyle and Chris McPherson. Let's talk about this very deep group in the secondary, although some guys a little bit nicked up right now. Kerry Williams didn't practice yesterday. Nolan Carroll not practicing today. Still, I think the story of maybe even the whole defense during training camp has been just how deep this backfield is compared to last season.
No question, Bo, in such a short amount of time, you acquire a Malcolm Jenkins, someone who's versatile. I know that word's been thrown around a lot throughout the course of the offseason and training camp, but he's going to allow Bill Davis so much more flexibility that he doesn't have to rotate out certain guys in defensive packages. He can keep the base defense out there longer, especially in three receiver sets, because of Jenkins' ability to play down in the slot. You mentioned Nolan Carroll not practicing today, but he's arguably been one of the stars of training camp. It seems like each and every day he's getting his hands on the football, finally able to get an interception. He says he needs to make more plays if he's going to push for a starting spot, but it seems like Bill Davis is very pleased with his progress and is at least going to incorporate him into the dime package, something that we'll see a lot more from the Eagles this season. So certainly Nolan Carroll and obviously Brandon Boykin as well are going to get a lot of playing time, even with Kerry Williams and Bradley Fletcher as the starters.
And we have seen a lot of shuffling of the starting lineup that with the first-team defense throughout training camp, and Bill Davis has talked about, especially today, that the reason for that is to make sure that whatever happens in the regular season, whatever combinations are thrown together, those guys are practiced communicating with each other and working with each other. So that's why you'll see Earl Wolf and Nate Allen and Chris Maragos all working with the first-team defense, why you'll see Nolan Carroll and Brandon Boykin getting work on the outside with the first-team defense, and then even Curtis Marsh got reps yesterday. Even though it looks like we know what at least three of the four starting positions are going to be, Earl Wolf and Nate Allen still fighting, there's so many combinations here that could happen through the season. Bill Davis wants to see these guys work together so that it's not something new come the regular season.
I just think it's smart coaching by Bill Davis and the Eagles. Because of injuries, you don't know what kind of mix and matchups you're going to get throughout the course of the year. Injuries are going to arise. You need to be prepared more than anything else. You certainly hope that your starters are going to be able to make it through the course of the season. But look, it's just not going to always be the case. So you have to be ready. You have to make sure that, hey, if Earl Wolf and Malcolm Jenkins are playing together, that they have some kind of rapport and some kind of a chemistry together, that they know what to look out for, that they're able to communicate and see things through the same prism. So I think it's just smart coaching by the Eagles. But guys get enough reps out here that they're having a case, whether it's in 7-on-7s, whether it's in team, whether it's in 1-on-1s, they're going to have a chance to showcase their ability, and certainly we're going to see how far they've come this Friday night.
And that we will. Friday night, the Eagles open up the preseason against the Chicago Bears. Full coverage right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and you can watch locally on ABC. Thanks for watching. Bo Wolf, Chris McPherson, and Ray Doyle.